Since the start of the Ebola epidemic in March, more than 3,200 people have died of the disease in Liberia alone.
While in the Liberian capital, Monrovia, the bodies of the deceased are mostly cremated, in the countryside at least, there is enough room to bury the dead, so families have a place to go to remember their loved ones.
Our reporter, Laura Zalm-Reifescheid, talks to a university student turned gravedigger in Liberia.
In a large clearing amid dense bush, a young man stands waist-deep in a freshly dug hole. Sweat is dripping down his face and muscular body while he angrily hacks an iron pick into the hard ground to loosen the earth.
I'm very much angry.
I am very much angry because people are dying.
Smith Zane is a gravedigger, hollowing out a final resting place for those that have died of Ebola. The 30-year-old works for the Ebola Treatment Unit, or ETU, run by the organization International Medical Corps in Liberia's Bong County.
There's nowhere to hide from Ebola. Ebola is a very
There is nowhere to hide from Ebola. Ebola is a very dangerous war that is in our country now. Ebola is worse than the Civil War because Ebola doesn't exclude anyone. Anybody can catch Ebola.
Anybody catch Ebola.
For a moment, Smith and the other gravediggers stop their work. Their heads turn towards a group of six men. It is an eerie procession making its way towards the freshly dug graves. The men are clad in full-body protective suits, gloves and rubber boots. Their eyes are covered with safety goggles. Between them, they carry two white body bags. Two men follow behind, spraying the ground the others walked on with chlorine solution. With ropes, the dead are dropped into the graves. More chlorine solution is sprayed. One of the men, a pastor, opens his arms wide and says a prayer.
But the best thing to do is to surrender our life to Christ. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Let us commit the body to the earth. Father, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. We commit this body now to the earth. We say the earth return to the earth, dust to dust, ashes to ashes. Father, give all comfort to the bereaved because you are the God of all comfort. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The burial takes no longer than 5 minutes and has nothing in common with the elaborate funeral rites so important to Liberians. In times of Ebola, relatives are not allowed to wash, touch or kiss their dead. The bodies are highly infectious. Today, no family members came to witness the funerals. Sir Smith quickly fills the graves with earth and marks each one with a wooden sign, stating the name of the deceased and their dates of birth and death, poetically phrased as sunrise and sunset.
Sometimes, if I sleep, I sometimes dream about that place. Yeah, seeing myself, someone holding me, putting me into the pit. I feel something when I woke up, I feel so bad.
I sometimes dream about that place, seeing myself, someone holding me, putting me into the pit. I feel so bad.
The other workers are already digging new graves. Since the opening of the Ebola treatment unit in Bong, mid-September, Smith and his colleagues have dug more than 100 graves for men, women, children and babies that have succumbed to the deadly virus.
I came to help because this is our own people, own black family members.
I came to help here because these are our people, our own black family members, friends. So we won't sit back and watch other people come and then do this. We are typical Liberians. We have to risk our lives for our own people so that we can fight against Ebola.
And then do this. We are typical Liberians. We have to risk our lives for our own people so that we can fight against Ebola.
Smith's mother Avu would not agree with this. She knows that her son does some odd jobs at the Ebola treatment unit. This already worried her so much that he has never told her he's a grave digger there.
I told him not to go there, but he forced himself. He said, it's better for me to be there than for me to be sitting at home there doing nothing.
I told him not to go there, but he forced himself. He said, better for me to be there than for me to be sitting at home doing nothing.
In his normal life, before Ebola started to wreak havoc in Liberia, Smith studied natural resource management in his second year at Cuttington University, just a short walk from his home. The university, set among lush green hills, is now closed. Smith dressed in jeans and a white striped polo shirt, on his head a woolen hat featuring the American flag, sits on a bench beneath the large canopy of a feathery tree. With his dark, gentle eyes and a shy smile, he remembers the old times.
When school is in session, this whole place is all crowded.
When school is in session, this whole place is crowded. You see students moving here and there. Very sad indeed for now. Very sad.
Very sad indeed for now. Very sad.
Nobody knows when universities and schools will open again. To support the family, Smith's mother used to rent out rooms to students. Now it is up to Smith to help his mother with the money he earns as a gravedigger. And he hopes to save some to pay for his tuition once classes start again. Back at the graveyard, a woman has come to sing a song of mourning to a deceased loved one. Only when she and the gravediggers have gone home and the sun sets, does a somber calmness fall upon the graveyard. Until the next morning, when Smith and the other gravediggers take up their picks and shovels once again.